faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, with Superman unaware of their predicament, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, tied hand and foot, hear bad news from Frosty Ketchum.
I'm going to loosen these here ropes so as you can walk. Then, Miss Lane, you and Mr. Horn are going outside with me to meet a fellow.
Is that so?
Who is he?
Fellow named a Hurley. Brung you a present.
A present?
What do you mean, Ketchum?
Come on out and see for yourself. But I can tell you right now, you ain't going to like it.
Try to picture a situation, gang, in which you wake up in the morning hungry as a bear. You jump out of bed, clean your teeth, wash, dress, then dash into the kitchen for your breakfast. But when you get there, you are greeted by the sight of your mother's sad face and her broken-hearted announcement that there is nothing to eat in the house, no food at all. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? You can't believe anything like that is possible ever anywhere. Well, let me tell you how wrong you are. Because there are many places in the war-torn world today where scenes like the one I just described to you happen almost every day. As a matter of fact, nearly half of all the children in the world, about 230 million of them in Europe and Asia, are almost always hungry. And many of them are sick, very sick, as a result of being undernourished and improperly dressed. Can you think of a more unhappy situation than that? And can you think of anyone who needs help from you more than those 230 million unfortunate boys and girls? I'll bet you can't. What can you do about it? Well, plenty. Here is one thing you lucky boys and girls in America can do. You can join the newly organized Crusade for Children and lend your efforts to the campaign to make life more bearable and far more pleasant for those sick, hungry, and unhappy children in Europe and Asia. This is your chance to do your part, to help boys and girls like yourself to grow up strong and healthy, and by so doing, deserve the gratitude of those children who will someday grow up to help you make this a world of peace and plenty for all. In a little while, I'll tell you more. So, keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman! A mysterious plot strangely connected with crossword puzzles has resulted in the disappearance of Lois Lane, girl reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, and Horatio Horn, local correspondent for the same paper. Both of whom disappeared in Moundville, a small mining town on the edge of the desert. Investigation led Superman to believe that Frosty Ketchel, proprietor of the town's only hotel, who is also missing, is behind the disappearance of his friends. And he was further convinced when, in a mud cellar under Ketchel's hotel, he discovered three newspaper pages, each of which was a crossword puzzle. But in an explosion and fire, the newspapers were practically destroyed. Certain that the puzzles were clue that would lead him to Lois and Horatio Horn, Superman streaked back to Metropolis. And as we join him now, once more disguised as reporter Clark Kent, he is in the crime detection laboratory of Metropolis Police Headquarters. Sergeant Nielsen, a department technician, has placed the charred fragments of the newspapers under a powerful microscope.
Now, all I ask, Sergeant Nielsen, is that you just bring out the dates on these newspaper fragments.
Well, that's a tall order, Kent. There's practically nothing left of these newspapers.
I know, but there's some faint printing left at the top of the pages there. I can't make it out, but I was hoping this new device of yours could.
Well, there have to be some details in the first place for the chemicals to bring out.
I know, but
I'll try my best, though.
All right.
Come on into the lab with me, Kent, and we'll see what we can get, if anything. Doesn't look as if we've got anything, Kent.
No, On the contrary, Sergeant, I can see a very faint outline of printed letters.
Well, if you can, you've got sharper eyes than I have.
Of course I have. Look, can you put this through that process again?
Yes, but I think we're wasting time, Kent.
We've got to keep trying, Sergeant. The lives of two people depend on this.
Okay, I'll try it, but don't build any hopes on it.
I think that did it, Sergeant. Yes, I can make out some letters now.
Oh, you're dreaming, Kent. I can see the faintest suggestion of print, but that's all. And frankly, that's the best I can do.
You've done enough. Now, wait till I get a pencil. There. Phoenix, Arizona Times.
What?
That date, February 20th. No, 26th.
You mean you can actually see that?
Of course. Second paper is the D.E.N. Denver Telegram, December 7th, 1947.
How can you read all that when I can't make out even a single letter?
47. I'll tell you the secret someday. Now, the third paper. It's the Minneapolis Herald for September 9th, 1947.
This beats me.
Well, that's all I can read, but I think it'll be enough. Thanks a million, Sergeant. Now, I've got to join Perry White of the Daily Planet. You see, Chief, I found the crossword puzzle page of a Phoenix Times, a Denver Telegram, and a Minneapolis Herald in Frosty Ketchell's cellar in Moundville. But the puzzles, which had been worked out, were destroyed when the hotel blew up.
Crossword puzzle?
Uh-huh.
Great Caesar Kent, Lois and Horatio Horn are missing. Heaven knows what's happened to them. And you waste time with crossword puzzles. Have you gone crazy?
Not at all, Chief. I'm quite sure these puzzles are tied up somehow with their disappearance.
What?
I'm hoping they'll lead me to wherever Lois and Horatio are now.
Of all the cockeyed notions. Now listen,
wait a minute. Wait, Chief. Lois and Horatio disappeared in Frosty Ketchell's hotel. And that's where I found these crossword puzzles all worked out. Hidden in the cellar, right under the secret trap door through which Lois and Horatio had been dropped.
Caesar's ghosts, trap doors, crossword puzzles. What is this? What goes on?
That's what we're going to find out as soon as Eddie gets here.
Who?
Eddie, the office boy. I sent him to our library for copies of the Daily Planet for last September 9th, December 7th, and February 20th.
Well, what for?
Those are the dates of the papers I found in Ketchell's cellar. I've already checked and made sure that the Phoenix Times, the Denver Telegraph, the Minneapolis Herald buy their crossword puzzles from the same syndicate we do.
Yeah, well, so what?
So, the puzzles in the Daily Planet for those dates will be the same as the one that ran in the Times, Telegram, and Herald.
I see. Now, what do we have?
Hold it, Chief. Hold it. Come in. Oh, Eddie, did you get the papers I wanted?
Yes, sir. Here they are, Kent.
Well, thanks. All right, that's all, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now, listen, Kent. If you don't
not waste any time, Chief. Here, you take this first paper, this September 9th.
What?
Find the crossword puzzle and work it out. I'll take the other two.
But Kent...
Busy, Chief. I'm sure this is the only way we'll be able to find Lois Lane and Horatio Horn.
Here's Horn and the Lane girl. Hurry. They had to get the ropes off their feet so as they could walk. Come on, step up.
Take your hands off me, you ruffian.
Shut up, you little windbag.
Let him alone.
Cut it out. So you two are reporters, eh?
Yes, we are. Rather, Miss Lane is a reporter. I'm merely the local correspondent for the Daily Planet in Squeam Run, Ohio.
I see.
And now that you know who we are, suppose you tell us who you are and why we were brought here.
As if you didn't know.
We don't know, do we, Mr. Horn?
Why, yes. No, of course not. What's the meaning of this outrage?
Yes, you'd better release us at once or we'll...
Hold it, Miss Lane, and get this, both of you. You're in a bad spot. Your lives ain't worth a nickel. But I'm going to give you a chance to save your lives.
What? What do you want us to do?
You'll find out. You just shut your straps and listen to what Mr. Hurley's got to say.
We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Give me just a moment, gang, to answer some of your questions about how to help the starving children overseas. First, join the Crusade for Children. What is that? Well, the Crusade for Children is a nationwide organization designed to enlist the active aid of America's boys and girls in a drive to raise funds which to buy food, clothing, and medicines for the sick and starving children of Europe and Asia. Who is behind this drive? The Crusade for Children is sponsored by the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal for Children. How can you join the Crusade for Children? There are no application blanks to fill out. No membership fees, no cards, no buttons of identification. You simply decide that you must do your part to help those boys and girls who are so much less fortunate than you are. From there on, you do everything you can to raise funds. You may canvass your family and friends as well as your neighbors. Get a group of other boys and girls to help you give a play or a party for which you charge admissions. Make and sell cookies or fudge. In short, do everything you can to raise money, no matter how much or how little. Then turn the money in to your city's headquarters for the American Overseas Aid and United Nations Appeal to Children. Remember that every penny you turn in will help in part to save the half of your own generation that is so desperately struggling for life in parts of Europe and Asia. Keep in mind that 230 million sick and starving boys and girls are looking to you, counting on you not to let them down. Don't let them down, gang. Do everything you can to save those children, and you will help to save the future of the world.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
A small hidden glade surrounded by boulders, stunted trees, and giant cactus. Frosty Ketchel stands behind Lois Lane and Horatio Horn with a rifle hung in the crook of his arm. A tall, hard-faced man named Hurley faces the two newspaper reporters.
Now look here, Mr. Hurley, you'd better let us...
Quiet, Miss Lane, and listen to me. You and Mr. Horn are in a bad spot, but I'm going to give you a chance to save your lives.
What do you want us to do?
Just tell me all you know about us. Maybe I'll let you go.
What do you mean? Tell you about what?
You know what he means.
Just tell me what you and Horn come to Mountville for.
Well,
we were sent to interview some very important men who were to be in Mountville. And they were atomic scientists. So...
You're lying, Hurley.
I know they are, Frosty.
We are not.
It's the truth.
Ah, cut it out, Horn. Frosty heard you tell Miss Lane that you were on to a big story that was going to break in Mountville.
Yeah, I heard you say you'd figure it out by a crossword puzzle.
Oh, well, we thought that...
Come on, Horn, quit stalling. Let's have it. What and how much do you know?
Don't tell him anything, Horatio.
You shut up, Miss Lane. Come on, Horn.
No, I refuse to say a word.
Good for you, Horatio.
Why, you're running into the...
Enough, Frosty. Look, Horn, this is your last chance to tell me everything you know. I ain't got much time.
No, sir. I can't trust your promise. If I talk, you'll probably kill us at once. But while you don't know how much I know...
Look, you know what this is?
You put that down.
Oh, yes. It's a revolver, a .45, I'd say.
That's just exactly what it is, Horn. And it's loaded, too.
But don't point it at us.
Now I'm going to count to three. Unless you start talking before I get to three, you're both done for.
Good heavens.
Great Gulliver. What do we do, Miss Lane?
Lane and Horatio Horn face the revolver in the steady hand of the tall, hard-faced man named Curly. If they tell what they know, they're certain they will be finished. But if they refuse to speak, it means the end for them anyhow. What can they do? How can Superman, 2,000 miles away in Metropolis with Perry White, help his friends in this perilous moment? A great deal happens in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of The Crossword Puzzle Mystery on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom X and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.